So the meaning is very beautiful. Yeah, this is the Buddha's advice to people. Yeah? When it comes to reflection on the loss of loved ones. Yeah. He said, whatever you think you own, your valuable possession, and whatever property, wealth, money there is, servant, employee, and all dependents, etc. All this has to be left behind when going beyond. You understand? 来也空,去也空. Then in between, 何必苦苦,为空流泪呢? You understand? You come to this world, born into this world, without anything, you come empty. When you go, you also go empty. You cannot take along anything. Then why do you grieve in between birth and death over emptiness? Understand? No? So the Buddha said, all this you think you own, you cannot bring along. But whatever that one does through deed, words, and thought, means action, speech, and thought process, that one alone belongs to you. Means karma. That alone he takes with him, and that alone follow him like his shadow that never leaves him. So instead of happiness will follow you like the shadow that never leaves you, karma will follow you like the shadow that never leaves you. So if you don't take care of karma, just imagine what will happen to you. Then the Buddha said, all living beings now die. You know what is the meaning or not? That's why a lot of English Westerner, the writer say, death is a certainty. Understand? So this one is, I think, very true. So the Buddha said, all living beings, they must die. That's why he said, whatever that is of the nature to be born, is of the nature to die. That is the reality. Life ends in death, being fair according to their deeds, reaping the harvest of their deeds, meritorious or otherwise. Those who commit demeritorious deeds will go to the woeful state or go to hell, the four woeful state. And those who does meritorious deeds attain bliss, blissful state, means born as devas, human being, etc. Therefore, let one always do good deeds or cultivate wholesomeness, for life's future store elsewhere. Meritorious deeds sustain life's own future. So when you understand this, you do not lament yourself. Well, everybody die, and this is a reality. The first noble truth, eight reality. So old age, sickness, injury, and death is a reality. Wherever there is birth, there is old age, sickness, and death. So all these are connected. So don't always, if this has not happened, you had not gone there, I wouldn't have died. You look at the lady today in the news, from India, so far away. Stay here 20 days, tomorrow flying back. And so happened, he is there at that Masjid India and walking at the speed of exact moment when the whole thing collapsed. That's why you cannot run. The only thing that follows you is your action, speech, and thought. All this deed that you actually arise while you are here. So every moment, every instant, the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. So when you understand this, you better take care of your karma. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.